Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, July 31st, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the Doctor's Opinion, and that is in the Roman numerals. And we're going to be studying this page, paragraph 3, XXVI. XXVI, paragraph 3 today, and that begins with, if I wasn't clear here, the doctor's theory that we have an allergy, unpacking that one paragraph, and it ends with, cannot otherwise account. The today's readers are Pam M., the 12 steps, Terry H., the 12 traditions. Reading the text today in support is Julie E. B., Kathy Jo P., Lynette T., greeting newcomers and getting sponsor contact information is Kaylee R. And then we're going to hear again from Kathy Jo P. for announcements. Thanks, everyone, for being here. The share ID numbers. Let's see. The share ID number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Big Book Study meeting is 15077. 15,077. That would be for Thursday, the 30th of July. And then this morning, we already had a meeting at 7 a.m., and that share ID number is 15081, 15,081. That would be for Friday, the 31st of July, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Pam M. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Hey, Pam.
Blessed morning, everyone. This is Pam M. in upstate New York, recovered. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Looking forward to everyone's shares. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Pam M. I will now ask Terry H. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. Good morning, everybody. I'm Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and recovered by God's grace. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself as our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. And eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. And ten, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for allowing me to do services through life. And I've got a pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And I would just like to ask that this would be the star 1 key function only for you, rather than just muting your own handheld set there alone. The interference still does interfere with the recording process. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the doctor's opinion today in the Roman numerals of XXVI, paragraph 3, which begins with the doctor's theory and ends with cannot otherwise account. And I would like to have Julie E.B. read that paragraph, unpack it for us with her experience, strength, and hope before we open up to the general audience to share. Julie?
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered here in Colorado Springs. The doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. As laymen, our opinion as to its soundness may, of course, mean little. But as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that its explanation makes good sense. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. Well, as I said, I'm gratefully recovered today. I've seen the depth of this illness. You know, many of you know, 300 pounds, bedbound for 4 months, screaming like an animal in pain, tormenting my family, no longer able to do really anything but eat and scream, and had 6 medical specialists, cardiologists, pulmonologists, neurologists. It goes on and on and on, constant trips to the doctor. But that wasn't enough to keep me out of the food. I was angry at things that had happened to me in my life. Resentments had piled up. That wasn't enough to keep me out of food. Fear, even love for my beautiful kids who were, 8 years ago, I'm not that good at math, who were 10 and 12 and 14 years old, didn't keep me from coming in to the very hospital I can work and serve in today on stroke alerts and surgeries and all sorts of problems. Couldn't breathe, no more muscles left in the lower aspect of my my abdomen to help me take in oxygen effectively. Fear didn't help me, nor did guilt, because every time I thought about the things I did wrong, I just washed over with shame. And the shame was that I'm not good enough. And the shame was my lower power voice telling me all the time, you're never enough. The things in life are happening to you. Life is too painful, as I like to say, my nerves are on the outside. But this word allergy broke through all of that. To know this isn't a moral failing, to know this isn't something that arises in me because I'm a bad person or because events in my life or because of people in my life or because I'm not making myself terrified enough or angry enough or have enough willpower. To know that if I ingest my allergic ingredients, behaviors, substances or behaviors, that I will physically continue craving. I live today at the same weight I've been at for over 3 years now. And I live at that weight happily. I have gone through hell just this last week, and it's nothing compared to the patients I've helped, as I've helped 10 different people to die, hopefully with some dignity and connection to their family through media. And as I've done that, I've had no temptation to pick up any of my foods because I have these gates around it. I know what the allergies are. I know what the ingredients, the underlying ingredients are. Finding high fat for me, high fat cheeses and then the behaviors. I do not put my fingers to my mouth anymore. Thank you so much, and this allergy word can free us from so much. Thanks for as we work the steps. Thanks, Pass. Sorry.
Over. Thank you, thank you, Julie E.B. So now the lines will be open for additional comments on that paragraph, which we're on page XXVI in the doctor's opinion. Third paragraph, the doctor's theory is where it begins and ends with cannot otherwise account. That single paragraph, please. And although we do value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might have an opportunity to share their experience too. There's about 200 of us on the line here today. I'd like to take your first name, the first initial of your last name, please.
Christina J.
Rebecca R.
Randy M.
Somebody R. Was it a Rebecca R?
Thank you.
R. I didn't quite get the R.
Pam M.
Pam M.
Christina J.
I got you, Christina. Thank you.
Okay, Elaine G.
Somebody with a G.
Yeah, Elaine G.
Ewan G.
Elaine G.
Elaine G.
Elaine G. Elaine G.
Gotcha.
Mary.
Brandy M. We got Mary. And Mary, what's the first initial of your last name?
H.
Mary H. Gotcha. And Brandy, I have you too. And let's stop there and see what we got so far. And if everybody else would please press star one, then we won't hear anybody cooking in the kitchen. Christina J., Mary H., Pam M., Elaine G., and Brandy M. We're going to start up with Christina J.
Oh, thank you for your service. And wow, what an opening that we got. Mm-hmm. I just was like, how can I follow that? But you know what? I'm in the state of Washington, and I've got my experience, too, with this paragraph. And God bless us all in this journey. It takes what it takes. In 2014, I reached out to what I then called a heavyweight, no-bullshit sponsor on these lines. She had what I wanted, no bullshit with herself and recovery. When we got to the allergy part in this chapter, it made sense, as it says. The hopelessness made sense. The alcoholic. or food torture made sense. The theory that it was an allergy made total sense. It all made sense, and at that point, unbeknownst to me, it was all rhetoric. Because even though I had relapsed on those diets for years, yeah, I relapsed on diets all the time, I had never tried to put down my allergic foods completely. I had no idea of the complete landslide of BS excuses my disease had in the ready that would take me over and over again into the foods that would trigger me back into the allergy, bigger binges, worse each time. I had another very loving sponsor who hung with me for over a year in my relapse after relapse, who used to ask me every time we'd start, "Are you done?" And inside, I didn't know, but I said yes. I mean, I was done, but there was this fear because I'd never had success. And I truly didn't know. I wanted to be done, but I really didn't know how to be done. Today, for me, it's not being about done or cooked or at the deepest part of the rabbit hole I could get to. It's not even about this paragraph. Yes, it makes sense and explains a great deal. But the mental gyrations of the wise never did anything for me. And I still can't truly answer why I'm done or if I'm really done. You know, but this is my big but today. Today I got a big button program, and it's not about my physical butt. If I do this work, if I stay connected and nurture the God of my understanding, if I stay close to that God and work my relationship like my backside is on fire, I have a chance one day at a time not to be tempted by that first bite of death. For me, and I've tried everything, there's no other solution but God. And if you're new and you don't understand this yet, or you have an aversion to the word God, I personally beg of you, like it says in the big book somewhere, it begs us to stay. Stay on the journey, and the miracle will happen. It will happen. It's going to take what it takes, but if you keep coming back, keep working it. Believe the stories on this line. Believe the recovery, because it is here. Thank you, guys. I love you, and I pass.
Thank you, Christina J. Mary H., you're up now for 3 minutes, and get on the ready, Pam. You're going to follow Mary in three. Hey, Mary.
This is Mary Grace H. from Monterey, California. Yeah, the allergy is what I get, and I believe it, and the shares have been wonderful today. I'll just go to one of the physical things. So I have a between to 85, 90-pound weight loss, and probably the last 35 have been in the last year. But in 2014, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. So with the weight loss, I wanted to be retested, and at first the answer was no, we only do this every 10 years. But finally a nurse called me and said, "Really? You have lost 85 pounds?" She was so impressed. And I said, "Yes, so they're going to retest me." So hopefully that'll be one physical problem caused by the allergy that goes away. And then yesterday I heard, you know, it's not my personal experience, but I'm retired, a special education teacher, and someone on the line shared that their child had autism, and it really clicked in, because children with autism and probably some other things are very allergic to certain foods. They have to follow a very strict diet. And so, yes, this explanation makes good sense to me. One other thing I want to share, that today is my birthday, and so, you know, the usual thing that people have on their birthday, I've asked people please not to, and instead I've asked for abstinent foods. So yesterday, I mean, I have to laugh, one of my neighbors left two abstinent foods on my doorstep for me, and with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mary Grace H., Pam M., you're next for three, and then Elaine G. will be your three after it, Pam.
Blessed morning, everyone. This is Pam M. in upstate New York, recovered, and happy birthday, Mary. Happy, happy birthday. What stood out for me here is it explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. So this, you know, when I first came into program, I was not I had not yet had the spiritual experience, and I wanted to know, but why do I have to be entirely abstinent? Somebody's unmuted. But why do I have to be entirely abstinent? But why? And I did a lot of research, and I did a lot of relapsing. And, you know, I could not get it through my my thick skull why I had to practice entire abstinence. And, you know, my thought was, well, I'm not an alcoholic, and this is food, and we still have to eat, and all the things that we come up with. And, you know, they say that, you know, the doctor is saying you have an allergy of alcohol, which means you're having an abnormal reaction. And it explains, and this is, they're saying here in 1939, that this explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. Well, here we are in 2020. And if you look at the research and the scientific research, you can see that they were pointing to something that they didn't yet know. They knew a truth here, probably through spiritual experience, that now we're finding out certain foods travel the same exact neural pathways as crack, heroin, cocaine, alcohol, the same addictive pathways. So we can do as much research as we need to get to where we need to be. And for me, that was relapsing and then actually getting the scientific evidence that, oh, this is why all the people that are talking about being recovered have given up the same foods. And I started putting it all in a row, and I decided finally to do what they were doing and get recovered. I was in OA for 2 years before I started losing any weight, because I wasn't practicing complete honesty and I hadn't completely and totally given up my allergic foods. And when we do that, the cravings stop and it doesn't become such a struggle anymore. But as long as we're playing and we're dabbling with little traces of this and little, you know, oh, it's just a little minutia of that, we're still feeding the addiction. Still keeping this little tiny bit there. And if you were to say to someone that you were talking to, say, that gave up cocaine, thank you, you wouldn't say to them, oh, it's okay because you just did one line. And that's what we're talking about, entire abstinence. So thank you. I'll pass. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Pam M. Just a reminder, folks, we are on the doctor's opinion on page XXVI, unpacking the directions in the paragraph 3, which starts with the doctor's theory that we have an allergy and ends with cannot otherwise account. And we're sharing what the directions in the big book mean to us as related to that particular paragraph. Stay in razor focus today. Elaine G., you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Brandy M. will follow you. After that, within 6 minutes, hang on, Elaine, just one sec, please. And in 6 minutes, we're going to open up the lines for additional people to comment on that paragraph. I do hear you, Elaine. It's your 3 minutes now, madam.
Do you want me to share?
I sure do. On the paragraph that we're studying today, I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Talking about the allergy. I'm also in AA, and it wasn't a problem to stay away from the drink. Because then I said to myself, well, it would affect my health and this and that. It's the same thing with OA. It has affected my health because I have a heart condition. But anyway, I had eaten a lot of cholesterol, this and that, had a stent and this and that. For some reason, I don't know why, but in the middle of the night, when I wake up, I'm in such denial. Well, last night when I woke up at 1 o'clock, it was like, I'm angry. I want to eat. And so I ate these 2 pieces of fruit, whatever. And there's enough going on here with the pandemic. And, even before I picked up the fruit, I was in complete denial, negativity, this and that. Wasn't honest with myself. I've been in the program 5 years, and I don't know, in the middle of the night, I just don't have any sense in my head. That's a good way to put it. I don't have any sense. So I called a few people, you know. I called my sponsor, told the Big Book sponsor that I guess I'm not ready, you know. I have to get ready, you know, before I do this. I can't have any reservations, like they say in the Big Book. You can't have any reservations. Oh, yeah, I know the Big Book, sure. In my head, not in my heart, you know. And, well, that's what I got to say. Pitch.
Thank you, Elaine. That's it. Okay, great. Thanks, Elaine G. Next up is Brandy M., and then we'll open it up for additional comments on that paragraph.
What was
paragraph 3 on page next. Yep, going to give it to you right now. Give them to you right now. Get your pen and paper. Doctor's opinion, page XXVI, paragraph 3. And it starts with the doctor's theory and ends with cannot otherwise account. So you can find it on your page. Okay, Brandy, you're 3 minutes now.
Thanks, Melanie. Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater. Melanie, if you wouldn't mind timing me. So the doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol or food for me interests us. The paragraph before it, you know, it's talking about how crazy it was, and it reminds us of why, you know, why we are the way we are. And for me, I just thought that that was just, I was destined to accept that that was just my life, that I was going to be, you know, maybe possibly was almost at 350 pounds. And so I was probably going to be like that 500 pound life. I remember watching that show and thinking that that's probably going to be me, because I just didn't know why food had me hooked. Food, I couldn't stop. No matter how great the necessity, I wanted to stop. I woke up every morning asking God, please help me stop. And then, you know, the cycle continued. And, you know, I've been in these rooms relapsing for a lot of years. And, you know, I never really heard that I had to give up my alcoholic foods. And even once I heard that I had to give up my alcoholic foods, I balked at it. I thought, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, come on. I'm not going to go the rest of my life and never have, you know, chocolate or ice cream, or like, that's ridiculous. And, you know, and because I thought I knew best, like my thinking clearly worked. And because it showed me time after time that it worked, and I'm being sarcastic. But, you know, I still thought that my ideas were going to work. And when I read this, and I had to be at a place where I was desperate enough to accept it, because I've read this, you know, so many times before, and I wasn't at a place that I was going to accept that this is how I had to do it. Somebody told me now 2 years ago, that she thought that I was, you know, that one of my allergic foods was fat. And I'm like, no, I'll give up the sugar. And she didn't say flour, but she said sugar and fat. And, you know, I didn't want to accept that. And so, again, I tried to do it my way, and I fell face down back in the food. And that was always the result, until life got way too unmanageable. And like our first speaker, you know, my life was similar to that, you know, just not getting out of bed, kids asking what the heck is going on with mom, like, you know, just the desperation. And I couldn't do anything to stop this disease. I was at my wit's end, where before, you know what, maybe I could. But at that point, it was like I was desperate, and I was willing to hear that maybe I needed to give up my alcoholic foods entirely. And, you know, today I'm 11 months clean, and I don't struggle. I'm neutral with food. I don't think about food. The thought of never having those foods again doesn't even bug me. There's no reaction. And, you know, I do believe that God's taken those from me. But initially, you know, I balked at, thank you, Melanie, I balked at this. And, you know, if you're new and struggling, give up. Give up the fight. You know, I hear people say, I keep fighting. Like, stop fighting and just accept and surrender, because that's what I had to do. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Brandy M. And although we do value your experience, now that we're going to open it up for additional shares, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. We're on page XXVI, the doctor's opinion, on paragraph 3, and it begins with the doctor's theory and ends with we cannot otherwise account. If you would give me your first name, the first initial of your name, I can take another line up. Deborah.
Linda.
Stephen G.
Did I hear Leslie?
Daisy B.
Kathy C.
Patty B.
Patty
C.
Evan R.
Lynette.
Stephen G.
That's all I can take, I think, now, Stephen. So let's hang on and see what happens. Let's see if I have this right. I picked up a Leslie, but I'm not sure that I got that. I got Deborah S., Leslie, Kathy C., Patty, Lynette P., and Kevin. I'll need some first initials of your last names if you've been named here for the lineup right now. Otherwise, everybody else, please press star 1 on your phone keypad so that the line can be clear for Deborah to start sharing, and I'll take more if we have time for more, so hang tight there. Star 1, everyone. Deborah S., your 3 minutes starts now.
Thank you. Hi, good morning, everybody. Am I being heard? Am I muted?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. Hi. Thank you. Hi, thank you, Melanie, and everyone on this line that makes this meeting possible. My name is Deborah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey, and the doctor said that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. You know, and we've been all been talking about an allergy. What's an allergy? You know, an abnormal reaction to food, to alcohol, to drugs, whatever. And I honestly, all the years that I'm suffering and that I'm in, you know, trying to do something about this food, I never knew I was allergic to certain substances. I really thought it was a moral issue, and like the previous speaker said, I too thought, so I'm just going to go along. You know, there's all kinds of people in the world. You know, there are tall people, short people, straight-haired people, curly-haired people. I'm going to be a fat person. That's it. I was 150 pounds overweight, and this is my lot in life. This is what God wants from me. That's what my mind frame was. I totally gave up until one day in program, after being abstinent, for a long time, I wasn't struggling. I was, you know, on a plain cloud abstinence. I was losing weight. It was great, going to meetings, making the phone calls, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't in the book. Certain passages here and there, reading it, but my sponsor said, you know, why don't you read, you know, the doctor's opinion? It talks about an allergy and obsession of the mind. And I read it, and I literally took my palm and I hit my forehead, and I said, wow. Now I know why I had to finish every bag and every box. Now I know why I couldn't just have one cracker. I had to finish the whole sleeve. Unbelievable. All these years in program, not understanding, just following the routine, doing it, but not knowing that there was an allergy of the body and obsession of the mind. And, you know, so grateful to, you know, I thought it was a moral issue. I thought I was, you know, there was a problem with me, right? So what a relief it is to know that this is the basis here. Let's get abstinent, and then we can go further, put down the foods, and then I can, and look, miracle of miracles. Now I'm moving on, and it's a daily practice of developing a relationship with my higher power, right? Walking these steps on a daily basis, seeking God's will. That's another thing. You know, that was a new thing for me, developing a relationship with God. I thought I had one already. What do you mean? More? I got to do more? Yeah, I was so blocked. I was so blocked from my higher power, which I thought that he was in my life, but I wasn't practicing. I wasn't using my higher power, looking to my higher power to see what I can, how I can get close to him, looking to grow. So that's why I'm here. I'm still here today in a thin body, and I'm not eating, but I'm here today because I want to grow more. You know, it's not enough for just to be, you know, knowing the allergy and the obsession. I need to, you know, grow more towards God and seek God's will in all my affairs. And, you know, how beautiful a life is that, you know, when I take it away from me, get me out of the me picture and develop a God-centered life. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Yeah, thank you, Deborah. Deborah S. I'm going to call on Leslie with some sort of hesitation because I'm not sure I heard her. Leslie? Okay, let's move in interest of time to Kathy C. Kathy C., your 3 minutes start now, and then Patty will follow you.
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Kathy C. I am a compulsive overeater. Thank you, everybody, for your service this morning. Where it says that we have to take into consideration the physical, you know, component, the body, not only the mind or spirit. See, I went about this in the past the wrong way. I thought, well, if I get, you know, God in my life, then I won't want to compulsively eat. Meanwhile, all along, still engaging in those foods and saying, darn it, you know, I think I'm doing so well with the steps, but why can't I just not, you know, stop at two? I just want two, for heaven's sake. You know, I don't want to binge, but though there I would find myself, and I've come to understand that, you know, I have this craving, which is the meaning is really unique here in this program. It happens only after I take that first compulsive bite. And it's not the desire in my head, meaning I want like ease and comfort, I need a distraction, I'm upset. That is the unmanageability. That's the step work helps with that. But it's actual ingesting, you know. What happens after I take that first initial bite, right? Well, I demand the second or the third. My body biologically demands it to take the second or the third. I can't stop it no matter what I know. Everybody knows like half a cake or three boxes of this or that is not normal or not good. But somehow I can't remember that. I can't make that decision that's effective. I have no choice. That's that powerlessness, right? And that's the nature of my illness. I can't bring, you know, into consciousness, you know, with all the past efforts and suffering that this is not the way to go. Somehow it took me all the time. So, you know, there was so much appreciation of the doctor's opinion, but I had to look at my experience. I can't look at anybody else's, right? How well did I do with just one piece or one portion or deviating from a food plan? How well did I do, right? Did I ever lose control? Did I do it more than once, right? So these are the questions I had to ask myself. Was it effective? All my efforts, are they effective? Are they consistent? Are they lasting? Are they producing a desired result? This is why I do the work. And prayer and contemplation helps me see the truth. But if I don't get, you know, honest with the food, the body allergy first, there's going to be interference. My mind talks to me. The obsession comes in again. The self-hate, the regret. I thank you for your service, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Kathy C. Now, I'm looking for Patty. I didn't get the first initial of your last name, and so I'm going to trust that it's the Patty that said that they wanted to share. You want to give me the first initial of your last name?
Sure, Melanie. Hi, this is Patty D. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Matthews, North Carolina. I just thought this paragraph really spoke to me because I'm just coming out of a relapse that has been very instructional for me. I've been in OA for about 2 years, a little over 2 years, and in Vision for 2 years probably. And I think I did go through the big book. I had a couple of different sponsors. I listened to this. I thought I understood it. I thought I got it. Gave up what I thought were all of my allergic foods, but I had never really surrendered, as one previous person who shared talked about. And in my last relapse, I was telling myself where it also talks about in the big book, we can't distinguish between true and the false. I was telling myself, well, you know, I think I can have some ice cream with my husband and it'll be fine. I don't really think I'm a compulsive overeater. I think I'm okay. Yeah. That didn't work out too good. Because after the ice cream came a week of binging and I could not stop. I literally could not stop. That's not normal. That's not normal behavior. It's not normal eating. And it's a physical problem and a mental problem. And what they say about being allergic and what Pam shared earlier about the pathways, the neural pathways being activated by certain foods, this is all true. And I'm not a normal eater. And I need to not only recognize that, accept it, but then surrender this to my higher power, whom I call God, and then get some peace about it and get the recovery that this book promises. Because I know it's true. I know it will come if I follow these steps. So if anyone's out there and they're struggling, I know how you feel. You can give me a call. Patty D. in Matthews, North Carolina. I'm on the member list because we're all in the same boat. And we all need to just give it up to God. Thank you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much. And that's Patty, P-A-T-T-Y-D. Next up to share this morning is Lynette P. will be followed by Kevin. So Kevin, get ready in about three. Hi, Lynette.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. Thanks to everybody who has shared so far. Wonderful. This is Lynette P. I'm recovered in Southern California. And makes good sense. That has always made a lot of sense to me. When I first came in 45 years ago, I really identified with the allergy of the body and, of course, the obsession of the mind. But where I really experienced it, and down to my core, is the last major big relapse that went on for like a year and a half or two. It's almost 20 years ago. And I gained all my weight back plus more. And I was away from meetings. I was not expanding my spiritual life, obviously, separated from my higher power, and was in the food, of course, and sugar. That was the primary plus a few other ingredients. But I activated, you know, that craving was activated on a daily basis. And what I remember as I was eating and gaining weight and not wanting to live but not wanting to die is my mind wanted to stop. My body couldn't because it was already activated. My body could not stop the eating. I couldn't and unable, you know, certainly couldn't do anything on my own. And, you know, losing the power of choice because it was activated, that was a hard lesson. I gained 100 pounds during that period. And that was a tough lesson to learn. But I also see that going through that, one of the things is that differentiates me. I'm a real compulsive overeater. I'm not a hard eater, and I think that's one of the key points about a real compulsive overeater is this allergy that I have to certain foods. And so the things that I cannot account for are, I would say they weren't physical blackouts, but they were spiritual blackouts. It led me to just more separation from my higher power. And until I came back to the program and connected with my higher power and didn't do anything perfectly, then I could separate myself from the activating allergy. You know, I could separate that more and more. And I'm so glad that I'm here, that I came back, that I'm in vision. The weight loss has been off for many years and a normal weight. But that is something that I do not want to experience again. But I have that experience, and it was definitely an experiential learning process for me. Thank you, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Lynette P. Kevin, you're up for three. And then it looks like time will give up an opportunity for perhaps two more people to share after Kevin. We'll see. Hope to.
I'm assuming it's me. It's actually Evan with an E.
I'll take that then. Evan with an E. And the
thanks,
last
out of Southern California.
Yeah, looking at that, when the doctor had, or he said that he cannot otherwise account for, it really resonated with me in the sense where you're waking up, or I was waking up each morning with the full intent to get on the diet and follow the plan. And when I first came to OA like 6 years ago, I was looking and assuming that following my meal plan would bring me happiness, which I realized for me was directly related to the way that I look. And then this allergy not only with food, but with me for, you know, food behaviors and exercise behaviors that, like, once I got caught in my mind, this phenomenon of craving of, like, must go on a diet was always then followed by a brief period of control and then epic relapse. But I'm realizing now, like, what I look like is not the most important thing. Like, my food plan, though it can bring some, like, joy, it shouldn't really bring me confidence or that much joy. And I realize, like, the less time I'm thinking about eating and thinking about food, the better my life is. And really the way for me to do that is to be invested in other people, but also just, like, a lot of prayer and a lot of listening. And even though I don't want to admit it, some humility in that aspect of understanding that I don't necessarily know how to run this program, even though I've been in it for a while. So just listening to suggestion. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Evan. That's Evan, E-V-A-N. Time will allow, it looks like, for one more person to share for 3 minutes on that paragraph.
Michelle,
I got Michelle R. It's your 3 minutes. It's time now.
Hi, I'm Michelle R., compulsive overeater, living in Bentleyville, Ohio. I moved here 38 years ago, born and raised in the desert in Texas, and I underwent allergy immunotherapy. I would get allergy shots all the time. I was allergic to everything, the grass, the mold, all that stuff. Anyway, wouldn't it be an amazing thing if there was some type of immunotherapy for our allergies? But if there were, we wouldn't have this wonderful healing of our spirits, this wonderful opening of our hearts, and knowing all of the wonderful people that I've come to know. When I was first told, or the first time I called somebody, you know, a contact number for OA, I was told, oh, you've got an allergy. And I thought, what are they, nuts? You know, what, an allergy? You know, it is most definitely what it is. And I wish all physicians understood this, like Dr. Silkworth did, because this world would be a much healthier place. And we would all have better hearts and better spirits. And I think the world would be a better place, period. I think we all need to take a minute and pray for the state of our country and our fellow humans, and pray for only good and healthy things. Everybody stay safe, and thank you all for your service. Take care. I pass.
Thank you so much, Michelle R. Well, let's go with one more 2-minute share. We'd like to take 2 minutes.
Daisy B.
Daisy B, it's yours.
Hi, thank you, Melanie.
For two. Daisy B. You're welcome.
In Boise, Idaho. Yeah, I've been a compulsive overeater my whole life for sure, but there was about a year where it got really intense and I was aware of how much this was controlling my life. But I had no idea about the doctor's opinion. I didn't know about OA. And I spent all of my time trying to figure this disease out. I was just constantly thinking, I'm a little bit of a psychology nerd, so that's kind of where I turned to, was just like, you know, what's going on with me? How is this working? Because I could not understand how I could, you know, say one thing, swear to myself on my life that I wouldn't, you know, have another bite. And then there I was a couple minutes later, completely steeped in a binge. So it was, you know, such a relief to come into this program, to read this chapter, and to realize, like, oh, here it is. Like, I have an allergy, you know. All of this time, I've spent so much time thinking, trying to figure this out, addicted to my thinking. And finally, I have an answer. So that is such a relief to me today, because now that I have the answer, I've got a solution, and I can practice it every day. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Daisy. Thank you so much. Appreciate the share. And with that in mind, with just having a minute or so, I'd like to be able to dedicate that particular time to the last 10 minutes of the meeting, so we may get more sponsors and newcomer information, if you all don't mind. And in the meantime, I'd like to thank everyone for serving this month as a service to make sure this meeting happens every Friday, each and every
Friday of the month. Grateful for that particular service. If you're interested in doing service, consider getting on board with those that are in the workforce here. It makes a nice, wonderful opportunity for those that are still suffering to get this deal and not have to miss it. Thank you so much for those that did. And in the meantime here, let's close out this meeting while we get ready and set for the last 10 minutes of the unrecorded portion of the meeting. I'd like to ask Kathy Jo P. to please read on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we'll follow that up with a serenity prayer as we transition over into the last 10. Hi, Kathy Jo.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you, Melanie. Kathy Jo P., recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis, who's in Omaha today. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.